All right, awesome. Welcome to the latest installation of the Digital Digest by AOS. Today with us, we have Brittany Inabagu with TLC. She's going to tell us about her stay-at-home mom factory. B, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Erica.
Hi. So I see you have this stay-at-home mom campaign that you've started where, you know, your whole platform stance is stay at home, moms are bosses too. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us about how you got started with this particular push?
Yes, definitely. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm super grateful. Yes, so I had a pretty extensive career in optics. I was in optics for like 8 years. And I've always been super motivated to do my own thing, to be an entrepreneur, to be my own business owner. And after being in optics, working my way from the ground up, from the very, very bottom, all the way to managing an entire office, an entire staff, I saw the behind the scenes and realized, wow, this is really something that I can do for myself. And that's kind of where I put my foot in the door with being a business owner.
Okay. All right. So you already basically had the entrepreneurial spirit before you became a stay-at-home mom, is what you're pretty much saying.
Yes, definitely. And then while I was working all of those jobs, I always told my coworkers, I'm manifesting being a stay-at-home mom. And they looked at me like I was crazy because, you know, they saw me. I was single at the time. I was mingling. I didn't have any kids. So for me to tell them, you know what, I don't want to work anymore. I just want to be a stay-at-home mom. They didn't see that vision. And I've been manifesting it for 10 years or so. And the way the stay-at-home mom factory came about, God honestly placed it on my heart. He really placed it on my heart. And I didn't know what it was. The name came to me, the stay-at-home mom factory. And the stay-at-home mom factory, you know, like any factory, you're kind of creating and putting something together. I said, you know what, I'm going to create other stay-at-home moms. And that's where that idea began.
All right. So how long have you been a stay-at-home mom? And can you tell a little bit about your experience, how it is working with your daughter? Because I see that you post all the time, you know, pictures with you and your daughter and your husband. And you guys have made a lifestyle out of your brand and out of your entrepreneurial movement. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, what your typical day is like?
Yes, definitely. So my daughter is almost 2. She'll be 2 in July. And I actually, right before I got pregnant with her, was when I got fired from the last job that I've ever had. So I actually started out as a stay-at-home wife. And we just realized that, okay, this works. I'm just going to be at home. At that time, I didn't have my own stream of income. I really kind of was supporting my husband on his business ventures. And then I ended up joining with him. My everyday is very, very interesting. And I use my social media platform to share. You know, I try to be really transparent and share that it's really not easy, honestly. My everyday, I'm currently breastfeeding. I won't bore you guys with that story. But my morning starts very early with me trying to get away from my kid just so I can go to the bathroom and get myself together and things like that. I make a point to make sure before I dive into work at all, I sit down and I take the time to write my goals. And the reason that I do that is because I know that all of the work that I do throughout the day will completely be in vain if I don't have a goal that I'm working towards. So with that being said, I sit down, I write my goals, and I start checking my messages and I start creating content. And for me, content comes pretty easily because it consists of me just sharing my day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I'll just turn the camera on. I'll just turn the camera on and show. And sometimes that means my kid just starts screaming and fussing and I'm switching her from hip to hip. And that's that's my day-to-day.
Right. And it works, you know, because I feel like in a world where we're so socially driven and everyone is trying to do something because, you know, let's be honest, that's why we're all hanging out on these social platforms, is to promote something. Mm-hmm. So to show that, you know, this is what it looks like, you know, I think that's awesome because, you know, you could dress it up, you could dress it down. And at the end of the day, you know, you're still focused on your goals, especially, you know, when you say it, you know, you start your day out with writing your goals out. So that's awesome. So, can you talk about network marketing? You know, obviously it works for you, but a lot of people feel like, you know, they don't necessarily want to have to be out there talking to people and recruiting people. Can you talk about network marketing as a lifestyle and, you know, how it's worked for your lifestyle and how you've seen success so far
Yes,
or
definitely.
been a part of?
I'm sorry, can you say the last part one more time?
Or companies you've been a part of where you know you've seen success, because a lot of times you know something may you may have new projects, you may have you know success from other projects. So can you talk about network marketing as a lifestyle and how it's worked for you and the success that you've had?
Yes, absolutely. So this is not my first rodeo at network marketing, and it's so funny because I'm one of those people that I'll sit in the living room meeting and I'll catch the vision and I'll say, wow, this definitely makes sense. I see these people in front of the room dressed up from head to toe and showing me, you know, they tell their story, how they quit their 9 to 5 and their struggle, and now they're making so much money. I was never one of the people that was skeptical. I've always been like, I can do that. But I never had the tools or the resources or the network or the coaching to actually do it. So right now I'm in TLC is health and wellness. I actually was in another health and wellness company. And I got started with that opportunity with one of my coworkers. Now, she always kept in touch with me as far as, you know, do you need help with anything? But there was no real leadership. There was no real, you know, follow these steps. And my new coach with this particular opportunity, I love what she's done because she's cultivating leaders and she has given me the tools to be a leader on my own and guide my own team with proven strategies that are working. And what I love is this is network marketing on a whole new level that the world just has not seen. This is not, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll hop in somebody's living room and give a presentation on any day of the week, but we don't have to do that anymore. I mean, there are so many people, my mentors were doing network marketing 15 years ago before the, you know, before the internet was really booming, that we could really use that resource, social media and things like that. Now we can do it sitting on our couch. None of the people that I've signed up are even in my state. You know, I
And
have.
that's, you know, the power and reach of the internet and social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all these great places. So with that being said, what is some of your most effective platforms? Would you say it's Facebook or would you say it's Instagram or both?
That's a really good question. It's funny that you asked because for the longest time, I kind of was trying to juggle and maintain all of these social networks. And while I definitely see and know the value of having a presence on all social networks, I really go hard for Instagram. Like, I'm really, really growing my Instagram account. And I've kind of made an announcement to my Facebook followers that I'm transitioning. Like, hey, I don't use Facebook anymore. Come on over to Instagram. Because Instagram is really booming.
Well, you know, Instagram is owned by Facebook, and so
I
Facebook, I
know.
think it's still important, you know, to have a presence there, just because, like you said, you want to have a presence everywhere. So what would you say to the small business owner or the family business that's interested in getting involved in and having a more social presence and is interested in getting it involved with the proven selling method or established network? How would you suggest that a small business owner or family-owned business get involved in a with the opportunity like TLC? And can you talk more about TLC and what it actually is?
Yes, definitely. So TLC is Total Life Changes. It's a company that's been around for several years. It's an opportunity that allows, it's a health and wellness company. So it's an opportunity for people to make money on both sides, residually, have a residual income by gaining new business partners. And then there's also the aspect of being able to be a life changer, which is what we call it, by helping people try products that are really, really changing their lives. We have people that are losing weight, their skin is clearing up. We have CBD products that are helping them with anxiety and depression, CBD products that are helping with pain and things like that. So that's basically what TLC is. It's a health and wellness opportunity that lets you make money from customers buying your product and also gaining new business partners and building the business on that aspect.
Okay. So again, the second part of that question was, how would you suggest this for a small business or a family owned business that's interested in having a more social presence or getting more customers or having an established network?
Oh my goodness, I love this question because my dream is literally for a company that already has a small network of their own. So like say a dry cleaner is the first thing that comes to mind. Everybody that works in that company, if they all get started and they decide, you know what, let's build this together. The way that the TLC comp plan is, you have a solid core once you get binary qualified, which simply means one person on your left, one person on your right, and that allows you to get paid. So if you think about, say a company has like six people, one person gets started, they get two people under them. And the beauty of this business is everybody helps everybody. Everybody helps two people, you know, helps their person get two. And having a small community already that everybody can just go one up under each other, it makes it so easy to just bust through the comp plan. So I definitely recommend it. You know, I wish that everyone could see this vision in families, for example. You know, I wish that everyone in my family would see this vision, sign up, and change and break the generational curses, you know?
Right. And like you said, talk more about the network, because a lot of people, you know, this is the DC metro area. A lot of people, you know, very familiar with network marketing, have been a part of other opportunities, and they just feel like, you know, it's not for them, or, you know, like you said, a lot of times it may have been the leadership or the strategy. So can you talk about more about the structure and how you help, you know, new enrollees, and why a person that may have tried another company might, why they might actually want to take a look at this, you know, in spite of whatever experience they had?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm so excited about. I'm teaching my team how to get new business partners and customers by running simple Instagram ads. So as simple as $5 a day, 7 days a week, that's $35 a week. If you do that, one for business partners, one for customers, you're spending $70 a week, and you have the ability to reach thousands of people in whatever area you choose. So one, I'm teaching people how to gain customers and business partners with ads, and also hiring influencers. And this is something that blew my mind. Hiring an influencer, a YouTuber in particular, YouTube is the second largest search engine. When people want a product, or if they want to know more about something, if somebody wants to look up how they can lose weight, they're going to look on YouTube. And not just YouTube, but they're going to go and look and see if their favorite influencer already has a video on how to lose weight. So, you know, you may be a person that doesn't have a large Instagram following. You might only use Instagram for personal. So you might not have a huge following, but listen to this. Say you hire an influencer that has 100,000 YouTube followers, and they have their notifications turned on. Now, if anybody listening to this is subscribed to someone, they're going to get a push notification. Like right now, I'm looking at my phone. I'm going to get a push notification from my favorite YouTuber that says, hey, something about your product. Me in particular, my market is moms. I hired an influencer that has a huge mom following, and the title that I created for her is Tips for Tired Moms. So now we've tapped into a whole market of email marketing without you doing any work. 100,000 moms that follow someone that they trust, they're going to get a notification that says Tips for Tired Moms. They're going to watch that quick 6-minute video. Boom, buy my product. It's genius. This is network marketing on a whole nother level.
Right. Literally leveraging social networks and marketing your product, as well as having a network of established people, salespeople, professionals, self-development coaches, and so on and so forth. And everyone is going towards, you know, one big goal is to make the next person just as successful as the first. So that's awesome. So how can people get in contact with you if they're interested in joining you or attending one of your trainings? And that's just one of your businesses. Did you want to talk about the other? Because I know you have an event coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is tomorrow. It's 6:30 p.m. And I would love to pull up the information and just share that with you guys. And I will give just a quick snippet on what all I have going on. So
yeah, because you've been flying all over the place with the baby, you know, living that life. I'm like, okay, you know.
you know, I have not missed one event, one flight since I found out that I was pregnant. I mean, I was traveling until the deadline. You know, you're not supposed to travel after 8 months. I go hard. I don't miss anything. So I do want to share with you guys what else we have going on. My husband and I together have a forex business. We teach people how to properly invest in the foreign exchange market. And in short, this is something that the bank is doing with your savings money anyway. The money you have in your account, they're doing this with your money anyway. And we took on the responsibility to teach our community how they can learn to do the same and make money every single day doing it. And that is what our event is for this Wednesday. It is in Burtonsville, Maryland. You want me to share the address and the information?
Sure, you sure can, yeah.
Okay, thank you. So it is tomorrow, January 15th at 15660 Old Columbia Pike, Burtonsville, Maryland, 20866. It's a free event. The presentation will start at 7 p.m., registration at 6:30, and it's a money conversation. You know, it's not all about getting started with a network marketing opportunity. We're inviting you to have a money conversation to come learn the new rules of money.
Awesome. And how can people follow you? What's the best way for people to get in contact with you to make business inquiries?
I love Instagram. You can shoot me a DM on Instagram. It's at BeeNNABUGWU. And you can also connect with me. You'll find all of my other social media platforms on mommymoneyweed.com.
All right. And that was Money Mommy Weed. Or money. Say that one more time.
mommymoneyweed.com.
All right, awesome. All right, B, so thanks so much for joining us on this edition. I will be at your event, so I can't wait to see what that's about and learn more about the foreign exchange, because I actually should have done this a long time ago with you. But so we're on this whole Think and Grow Rich, you know, campaign that I'll tell you more about in person.
Yes.
So do you want to leave any books or any, you know, any other media outside of your social media where people can follow you? Because I know you have a YouTube channel too, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I would love for you all to follow me on YouTube. It's my family YouTube. It's Our Royal Throne. And it is definitely worth checking out. My husband and I have documented our entire journey from day one. We eloped 2 months after dating, and we have literally grown several businesses together. We've documented the entire process, and we're still documenting and sharing all business information that we have. So please go check us out there.
All right, awesome. Thanks again for agreeing to feature your story here with the Digital Digest by AOS. And that's all our time for next time. Peace, guys.